I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is David Field, longtime expert on the airline industry and a reporter following the industry for many years. We want to get his thoughts on all the changes coming to international flights and what folks should expect in security and possibly in their airfare as a result of the recent increase in concern over airline security. And David, it's always great to have you with us.
Thanks so much.
Well, let's start with, first of all, the security upgrades that we're seeing. Most of it, of course, devoted simply to flights coming into this country from other ones, because that was the situation with the near bombing of the flight landing in Detroit on Christmas. What's your sense overall of the security up to this point? Has it been sufficient with obviously a major mistake on this one? Or is this the story that's basically exposed a flawed system?
Oh, the thing about airline and airport security is that it's sort of like the generals. You're always fighting the last war. You're always fighting against the last terrorist, and that's because the terrorists are unfortunately fairly clever, fairly adaptable, fairly observant people. And they will find a loophole. And it really doesn't matter what we do. They will find loopholes. And that's why a lot of the things that we've been doing since the Northwest Airlines scare of Christmas Day are as much cosmetic as they are real. You know, not letting people have a blanket on their lap for the last 30 minutes or the last hour of the flight, turning off all the in-flight entertainment for the last hour of the flight, that sort of thing. I'm not really sure it's going to make that much of a difference. Thank God we had observant and fit passengers on the Northwest flight who were able to respond and overcome the terrorist on that flight. But I think that overall the effect of the security is going to be to dampen enthusiasm for international travel.
David, I remember it's obviously a couple of years ago, there were huge headlines about the plan to bomb a number of transcontinental flights. This suspect obviously tried to do it close to landing, but what's to suggest that we need to be especially observant closer to landing than any other time in the flight?
For Al-Qaeda, for the terrorists, there's a lot of symbolic value in having a U.S. airliner blown up over U.S. territory. If an airplane is destroyed over the ocean, as the Air France jet was destroyed over the South Atlantic last summer, there's always going to be a question. There's always going to be an element of mystery. If, you know, God forbid, a jet comes down on U.S. soil, it's here, they investigate, and then the bad guys take credit or blame.
David, you mentioned that there will be restrictions on the final hour heading into U.S. airports from flights that originate overseas. Another thing we're hearing about is a lot of airports looking very closely at bringing in a whole lot more of those full-body scanners. Some are concerned on a number of levels. First of all, the privacy angle. Others say, look, they're not any more foolproof or not much more foolproof than what we have already. What do you know about those?
They do a better job looking for things that people have hidden in their underwear than anything that we now have. No, they're not foolproof, and that's because no single security device is or can be foolproof. The major objection I've heard to the Rapiscan and L3 full-body imagers has been a privacy concern, and to be honest, I don't really think that's a overwhelmingly legitimate concern. You know, people can see my naughty bits. Yeah, but they're blurry and they can't see your face. And anyway, the only people who can see your naughty bits are two guys sitting in a little room somewhere. But there will be civil liberties objections. I think that they will be overcome. But, you know, you still have the basic question of, is it foolproof? And no, it's not.
David, another issue that came up, and this is probably in response to the Detroit situation, and that's over the weekend at Newark, an entire terminal shut down for about 6 hours because a person went through security the wrong way. In the end, it appears that he left the airport very soon after that, so there wasn't a threat, but everyone obviously taking every precaution they can to make sure that nothing slips through the system. Is that the right way to handle it, or is that an overreaction?
I don't know what the right way is, but we've had incidents like this long before the Christmas Day attempt under the Northwest flight. And it just shows you that, in a sense, there's as much a threat to aviation from stupid people as there is from evil people. I mean, this guy goes through an exit that clearly has the word exit, E-X-I-T, do not enter, D-O-N-O-T-E-N-T-E-R, written on it, and he walks through it anyway. And he messed up several thousand people in quite a few fights for as long as 6 hours.
David, another issue you mentioned before I want to elaborate on a little bit more, and that's the financial impact of even greater security precautions at the airports, specifically on international flights, but theoretically they could impact domestic flights as well. What do you think the bottom line will be? Will we see a quick drop-off or a gradual drop-off? What do you expect here in terms of folks willing to go through all this to travel overseas?
I'm a little bit cynical, but I think we'll see a permanent drop-off. Certainly we'll see a drop-off this winter, which is the absolute worst and slowest time for international travel. People just don't want to go through the hassle. You've already got an 8 or 9 hour flight ahead of you. You've already got to be at the airport 2 or 3 hours early. They add another hour onto it, and you don't know what kind of hassles and indignities await you while you're lining up in yet another line to go get onto the flight. And that in and of itself is enough to turn off a lot of people, particularly when not that many people have the kind of money you need to take a discretionary trip at this time of the year. The economy is the big enemy of the airlines, but you've also got the hassle factor. And I think it will have a real and meaningful impact on airlines, just as every other major increase in airport and airline security has had an impact on passenger boardings.
David, last question as we let you go. We talked about the record of the TSA over the last few years. What about its degree of cooperation with other agencies in other countries? Obviously, with these international flights, we'll have other countries, other agencies doing the security. What's the level of cooperation and expertise in these other countries?
It varies enormously. It varies always in proportion with the maturity of the country that we're dealing with. You know, England, we're going to get good cooperation. The People's Democratic Republic of Afghanistan, we have no idea what's going to happen, and even if they say they're doing things, you don't know for a fact that they are doing things. And that's why for flights from these truly third world originating points, we're going to have lots more steps.
And we'll figure out what those are as time goes on. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Certainly. It's my pleasure.
David Field, longtime expert on the aviation industry and a longtime reporter in the airline business as well. This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.